Happy 50th! New fireworks shows at Magic Kingdom and Epcot. Great new merchandise and crazy long lines at all the stores ring in the most magical celebration on Earth. And the Rat Ride open. All this and more on episode 58 of the Make Your File podcast.
It's time for us to shine our light. Feel the magic reawakening. Step into a world of glow. It's like waking up into a dream. The magic is gone.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to episode 58 of the Make Your File podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I am Scott, and with me is my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
And we just got back from 4 days.
4 days at the most magical celebration on Earth.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a really good time.
It really was. It was a little exhausting, but it was a really good time.
Yeah, it was totally exhausting.
Yes, but
it was magical.
It really was. It was. I just love the fact that we were there for that day and for actually the whole weekend.
And I love who we were there with.
Yes, very much so.
I mean, we love Tony, Ann, and Dave and Veronica.
Yes.
But, you know, it was really cool hanging out with the Monorail Tales folks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sheila and Steve and Rick and Bill.
Mm-hmm. Abby, we got to see Bill on two different days.
We did. We got to ride the Rat Ride with Bill.
Yes, we did.
So that was super cool.
Yep. And then, of course, our friend Veronica, too, was there, which was wonderful to spend Magic Kingdom with her.
Yeah, Veronica, other Veronica, came over.
Veronica.
For Friday, and we did Magic Kingdom. And
yep.
Yeah,
it was a blast. She ended up dealing with the crazy situation, but we got a blast. We really did.
Yeah, the pin thing was absurd. Just absurd, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that, but it was crazy.
But it was really cool for everybody we met. So
yes,
even the people whose names I can't remember because it's been a lot of hours ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But,
yeah, we met great cast members and great other guests that we mm-hmm. hung out with for the fireworks. And
mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and, we were around for like an hour and a half. So yeah.
And all of our other podcaster friends. So yes, it was really fun.
It really was. I kind of forgot all the stuff we did because the days were so long. So,
and the nights were very short.
Yes. They were.
the sleep time was very short. I was up to midnight more days in a row than I have been probably in the last 2 years.
Probably, yeah.
So, yeah, the nights were short.
Yes, especially in a row. Usually you do like one night, you know, but in a row is what it was, yeah.
Not
used to that.
3 nights in a row.
Exactly.
I just don't do that. So, Karen, go ahead and kick off the news for us.
Okie dokie. Guests will be able to use their Astromech droids from Droid Depot aboard Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. The droids can be used in onboard activities, including droid racing competitions, which sounds like a blast.
Except they're all the same droid. I mean, like all the R units are the same and all the BB units are the same.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe one head is more aerodynamic than the other. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm totally going to do it when we go. But
yeah, yes, yeah. And I'm not sure if we're going to be on the inaugural ones.
But we'll be there eventually.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. So I did see you can make reservations for that if you are going 60 days in advance for like droid races and stuff, or if you need to build a droid to be able to do that, they will help you with all that.
Oh, cool. Well, because they are sending you over to Batuu. They are taking you to Batuu.
Yeah, so you can make an appointment for droids or I would assume lightsabers and all that through your, I don't know, cruise director or whatever they're calling.
What is it, Julie, the cruise director?
Yeah, you just call Julie. Actually, and we'll get to this later, you could probably just sit in your room and go, hey, Julie. And your new in-room concierge will book it for you. I don't know that. That's all a joke. I don't want people like going, the Mickey File podcast said you can just ask Alexa.
Yeah, but yeah, that's not happening yet.
No.
But we're going to get to that. So that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
One day. All right. The IATSE Local 631 president confirms Walt Disney World cast members will not be participating in the strike.
Yeah. So I don't know if this is even real news. I mean, like real big news, because I didn't even see it on like anything but Disney sites. I mean, it's on Deadline or whatever, but like everywhere I've seen about it was in Disney stuff, like,
right,
you know, not the Wall Street Journal or anything.
Right.
But the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees have voted on to go on strike. And apparently that's a lot of like cosmetics.
We're backstage.
Yeah, backstage people. Costuming, right. Cosmetology, set design, technical. So it's backstage people. They have voted to go on strike. And the president, that union actually represents about 2,000 Disney cast members. But they have confirmed that the strike involves basically Hollywood and not Orlando.
Right.
And apparently there's wording in the Disney contract that says that they can't go on strike or, you know, work stoppage or any of that stuff. And Disney can't lock them out. So basically the same stuff that was in the contract when we worked for Verizon and GTE.
Right, right. All right. Marvel's Black Widow is going to be available to all Disney Plus subscribers starting October 6th.
Yeah.
Which so, I'll watch it. We're going to be watching it.
Yeah, for sure. Probably on October 6th.
Probably on October 6th, which is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yes.
Realistically, right, probably the day this comes out.
Realistically, yeah. Yeah, because we have a live stream
tomorrow, so it may not come out tomorrow.
Right. Captain's Table Dining add-on will be a $30 per person charge at Star Wars Galactic Cruiser. On this, you're arranged to sit at the captain's table for especially memorable dining experience. You enjoy extra courses, the captain's favorite dishes, while seated in a prime location in the center of the Crown of Corellia dining room.
Yeah, Corellia.
Corellia, okay.
Where?
Which, Han Solo, I mean, was from. Yes. But I mean, I don't think $30 per person is ridiculous to be able to sit at the captain's table. Because you're going to get,
getting extra courses. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
And you're right in the middle of the place.
Yeah, which means you're getting, much more specialized attention, that type of thing. So I think it's kind of cool.
No, I think it's super cool.
Yeah.
We're doing that too.
Yeah. and on that, the Star Wars Galactic.
Okay, before you start, let me just tell you why I think this next one is super cool.
Okay.
Because I have never, ever, maybe I don't pay enough attention, but I have never seen anything that actually included Golden Oak coming from
Disney. I agree. Yes. Yes.
So, the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser pre-sale window has now been announced for Club 33, Golden Oak, and Disney Visa card holders. Club 33 and Golden Oak members are going to be able to book October 5th and 6th. Then we heard last week, Disney Vacation Club members and annual pass holders get to book the 8th and 9th. And Disney Visa card holders are going to get a window from October 12th to October 16th.
Okay. And then everyone else is like the 20-something, the 28th or something like that.
I don't understand exactly what the break there is from the 9th to the 12th.
Don't know. It's a holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's Columbus Day. So that's why they're not booking anybody on those 3 days.
Right.
Okay. Right.
So I got a little confused.
We can book anytime after the 8th.
Right. So, okay.
Also wonder why they took the 7th off. But anyway.
Yeah, there must be some reason for something.
I don't know.
Don't know. So, but that's good to know. I mean, but yes, you're right. It's the first time I've seen, especially Golden Oak. I have seen Club 33.
Oh, sure.
Being given.
And, you know, but Castaway club members and.
Right, right. But I don't think I've ever seen Golden Oak. Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it was cool. Like Golden Oak. Wow. They get something.
Yeah.
Other than, yeah. You know, a really great place to live.
Yeah, exactly. That they could throw a rock at the, you know, parks.
Yeah. Fort Wilderness anyway.
Yeah, but still. Mm-hmm. New Fab 50 Mickey Mouse annual pass design celebrates Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary.
Yeah, so we're so dumb.
Yes. Well, no. Let me rephrase that. We're not dumb.
I know.
We were ill-informed.
Uninformed. Actually, it's not fair because I don't know that anybody actually knew about these coming in advance. But everybody that just kept putting them on Facebook were like, look what I got. Here's this card.
And it said it a card. So I assumed it was a trading card.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, you know, a collectible. Like, you know, here's your map.
Yeah.
Here's your poster. Here's your cool little annual pass card. Yeah. So we go up to get our cool little annual pass trading cards. And she flips them over and starts writing our names on them because they're the new annual passes.
Right. And I was like, what?
Which I also love. Well, they're making you go get them. They're not just sending them out.
Right.
But I mean, they literally just started selling annual passes. And now everybody's going to trade them in. So.
But we still get to use the old ones too. So which is really funny.
I don't want to hear about how Disney is losing money.
Because they're creating all these new passes.
They're going to give everybody two passes in like a month. Not everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I also know what those cards cost, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I know.
If you pay a penny, you've gotten totally blown up on them.
Yeah, but they're very cool because it has the golden statue on it, has Mickey and the golden statue.
They're really beautiful.
And it's
they're going to go somewhere and we're never going to use them.
Nope. We're going to put them actually in a little plastic thing and they're going to sit on the shelf.
Yeah.
So, yep.
They're really cool.
Very cool. And now the cast member compliment feature is now available on the My Disney Experience app.
Yeah, except.
Except it doesn't list, let you list. No, I found it. I did find it.
Okay.
However, it doesn't let you put the cast member's name and what specifically they did.
Okay, so I didn't try it, so. I clearly don't understand what you're saying because you basically just go in and they go, I have a cast member compliment, and they go, great, thanks.
Yes.
No, they have to. I mean, what the heck is the point of.
Okay, so go under the 50th celebration thing.
All right.
You know,
we're going to do this right now.
Yeah. So go where it says the 50th anniversary fund begins. Click on that.
I know this is captivating, but.
I know. So you click on.
I have a dead screen.
No. Yes. So you just have to close Disney it and reopen it again. It happens every time the first time you open it.
Shockingly, Disney's apps suck.
Yes. Okay. So then
maybe Facebook's running Disney's apps.
Okay. That's kind of funny.
I've literally been trying since 11 o'clock this morning to post a picture on Facebook. So.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so did you get in yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so then scroll all the way down to the bottom after you click on the little gold thing. The celebration. And it says, send some magic to our cast. And then click share your compliment.
Yeah, that's not even there.
No, what?
Oh, maybe explore the 50th. Scroll, is that what I'm supposed to hit?
Yeah, explore the 50th. And then scroll all the way down to the bottom.
Send your compliment. Where
yes. Well, it says share your compliment, right?
I want to send a little magic for the cast members for. Okay. And there's a drop down menu with a bunch of.
Right. So you can actually
Disney speak for stuff.
Right.
And a location. And that's it. And the location is not even like I was at Haunted Mansion. It's Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Animal Kingdom, Lizard Beach, Disney Springs.
Right.
Boardwalk ESPN Transportation. I would like to spread some magic for not having trams and making me get all my steps before I got to the park.
Yeah, I know. So let's see here. That's in Liberty
Square. There's got to be more, right? That's it?
No. Attractions? Nope, that's it. Like, for example, I just went in to Magic Kingdom, going above and beyond creating happiness, went to all the way down Magic Kingdom, went to Liberty Square, attractions, and that's it. And then you click submit. It doesn't even give you the opportunity to type it out. Isn't that the whole point?
Okay, well, if you hit resort, it does ask for what resort?
Yeah.
Oh, and then it's back bell service, front desk, recreation, right. Rooms, housekeeping. And you hit submit.
And it says thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, this is stupid.
Yep. Because how are you supposed to, what? So you're giving everyone that's in at housekeeping at a resort a thank you?
Yeah, this is dumb. So anyway, first of all, as you heard, it was a little difficult for me to find because it was on the front page all day Friday, right. And then it disappeared when we actually needed it.
Yes.
But secondly, like, so now you can't even thank the cast member that did what they did for you. It's just everybody who works in merchandising, basically.
Yeah, no. I'm still going to send an email based on those people because it's the only way that person's going
to
get recognized.
Could we just go back to, here's the Twitter address, send it?
Yes.
Because the email thing was stupid, too.
The email was, but I can deal with the fact because then at least I can keep a audit trail of the fact that I complimented somebody.
Yeah, I know.
And then they acknowledge back.
I'm just saying. They're making it way too hard and way too vague to compliment specific people who did a good job. And those people deserve to be recognized for it.
Very much so.
No offense. I mean, I don't know who cleaned our room or whatever. They could figure that out. So that's a different issue. But, you know, not everybody at the store was great. Not everybody in parking was great. That girl...
Right.
The other day at Epcot, kind of ticked me off. She was kind of clueless and rude.
Yes.
So I don't want her to get a compliment.
No, but the other guy who was, you know, the other guy we went to was incredibly pleasant.
Yeah, right. It was just that girl.
Yeah. She's obviously having a bad day.
Yeah.
Same with the merchandising. You know?
I have no idea what that meant.
The woman when we had to exchange her backpack.
Oh, yeah. She was just weird.
Yeah.
She wasn't even rude. She was just weird. But anyway. Okay. So enough of that.
Enough of that. All right. Disney and Scarlett Johansson reach a settlement in the Black Widow lawsuit and new Tower of Terror moving forward. Terms of the settlement have not been disclosed, but Johansson was cited as happy to have resolved our differences. We appreciate her contributions to the Marvel Cinematic Universe and look forward to working together on a number of upcoming projects, including Disney's Tower of Terror, said Walt Disney Studio Chairman Alan Bergman.
Yeah, so Tower of Terror is back on.
Yeah, which is cool.
They'd better have Steve Guttenberg at least cameo in that movie.
Yeah, you'd kind of think so, right? kind of have to.
Right.
Yeah.
If you could throw Angela Lansbury in Mary Poppins, you can throw Steve Guttenberg a bone in Tower of Terror.
In Tower of Terror. True. You're 100% correct, my friend.
He's an American treasure, for God's sake.
He's an American treasure?
Absolutely.
How is he an American treasure?
Officer Mahoney? The guy without the mustache or the great hair in Three Men and a Baby? I mean, that's a hard role to hold down. You got the dude with the mustache, you got the dude with the great hair, and Steve Guttenberg, and he held his own. I mean, that's shows you the chops this guy has as an actor.
Sometimes you crack me up.
Did you see him in the Goldbergs? Awesome. Steve Guttenberg does not get the respect. How that guy doesn't have a shelf full of Oscars is beyond me.
I feel like Tony Ann not being able to not laugh about the poo in the grass.
I bet you he could play poo in the grass. All kidding aside, Steve Guttenberg in the 80s and 90s was in freaking all the hits.
He was, yes.
And that crappy Tower of Terror movie. That movie does not get enough respect for being worse than the Haunted Mansion movie.
I don't even think I've ever seen it. I really don't.
You can't find
it. I know I'm not missing anything.
It is not even on Disney Plus. The Haunted Mansion really? Movie is on Disney Plus. Tower of Terror movie is not. It shows you how bad it is. With, by the way, Kirsten Dunst and Steve Guttenberg right. in it.
I mean, you know, two pretty big. Yeah, pretty huge, big actors.
Huge. She was coming off of Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah. I think that was her first movie. Yep.
First time you knew who she was anyway. I mean, it was a huge role.
Yeah.
It was
a right.
huge part As of, a those, child. Of that book.
Yes.
And it's not even on Disney Plus. Like, it's...
See, now I don't even think I want to watch it's it just Bob because Chapek it sounds...
and everybody going, what movies should we definitely not put on Disney Plus? Song of the South, Tower of Terror. Those two we need to totally ignore that we ever made. Telling you. All right, enough of my rant on Tower of Terror. Seriously, right, put Steve Guttenberg in the new movie, though, because the guy is awesome. Love the guy.
Okay. All right. Celebrating 30 years of Disney Vacation Club, on October 2nd, 1991, Disney Vacation Development sold its first timeshare deed for the Disney Vacation Club at Walt Disney World Resort.
Yeah, now known as Old Key West.
Yes. So I wonder who the first one was. That'd be cool to find out.
Probably like Michael Eisner. I'm gonna say that they did not open up that first contract to
just anybody.
Yeah, the public.
Yeah. Disney and Amazon bring...
So, happy birthday, DVC.
Happy birthday, DVC.
Yeah.
Okay. We're very happy we're part of that
we are.
Team.
And we got in before the 30 years. So, yay.
I know. Yay. Disney and Amazon bring... custom voice assistant to hotel rooms and homes as part of Amazon's Alexa for Hospitality initiative. Guests will be able to use voice commands to request additional in-room amenities like blankets, towels, inquire about theme park hours, where to find their favorite snacks. The system will be able to provide Disney-related trivia questions, music, and stories. More than 1,000 interactions are featured with a character lineup that includes Mickey Mouse, Olaf, and Dory. The custom Disney Amazon assistant will be available for in-home use. Next year, Hey Disney will be available for purchase in the Amazon Skills Store for use on all supported Echo devices.
Okay, so when I saw this the other day and the headline for the article about the in-room concierge was just ridiculous.
Did they really advertise it as in-room concierge?
I don't know that Disney did. A specific website that purports to provide news about Disney World.
Yes, inaccurately called it an at in-room times. In-room
concierge, which is ridiculous. But now when you see, all right, because I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, first couple trips, we took one of ours with us to play music, wake us up.
Right.
And I'm like, we stopped because it was just pointless to have it in the room. So, you know, if you can go, hey, I need more towels. Hey, I need whatever.
Right.
I can already ask it what the theme park hours are, so who cares? And I can also ask Siri.
Yes. Where to find their favorite snacks. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
If they're looking for something unique.
No, sure. Can you get it to remind you to buy the stupid peanut butter, Nutella, and banana sandwich so you don't forget while you're there for 3 days like we did? Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah.
I mean, with the Disney trivia and that.
I mean, it's stuff to keep the kids occupied. And
I mean, when we get a chance, we're going to do that. We might even buy one of the crazy Mickey holders for the five.
We might. Well, the one for the living room, it makes sense.
Because it'll match the rest of the living room.
Yeah, because the living room is...
Yeah. Yeah, and so they have that. Disney. If you have an Echo Show 5, they have a stand coming out. You can currently pre-order for $24.99 on Amazon.
Which really isn't bad because the stand that we bought, the basic stand we bought, it was like $15 or $19. So,
yeah, I think so.
It's not overly priced.
Hey, you know what? Anything with Mickey on it for $25 is not overpriced. I mean, not significantly. So
right. So I think it's cool.
Yeah. No, but it is. It's cool.
Yeah. So, and everyone knows how to use those devices. So it's kind of neat. So
right. So, DVC news.
Yes.
Other than them getting an in-room concierge. August 2021 resale volume continues to decrease, which is kind of odd. So, prices for resale are going up, rising about $1 to $3 a point, or 1 to 2% in general.
Mm-hmm.
But only 65,000 points across 437 private sale deeds were recorded in August 2021 with Orange County, Florida, which is a decrease of 23% since June, and significantly lower than the 138,000 direct points sold in August for the same resorts. So
I wonder why.
I don't know what's going on there, but maybe annual passes? I don't know. Because more than double the amount of direct points when every single DVC podcast that group on Facebook is, why would you ever buy direct? You should only buy resale. The perks aren't worth it. But all of a sudden, more than double the amount of direct points than resale points. Something's going on.
Well, I
don't know if those count buybacks, but.
I don't know either, but you know, this is my perspective. Right. And my thought is that they announced annual passes are coming back. Things are getting back to normal.
Right.
Right. Things are getting back to normal as far as, you know, shows coming back, everything's opening back up again. And I think people that were going to sell their contracts didn't. You know, people that were considering selling. I do know three people that did sell during part of lockdown.
Right.
And then rebought. Okay. Direct.
Yeah.
And rebought direct.
I mean,
because they feel that the benefits of direct are going to come back and they're going to be better. Not sure.
Well, that's a guess because
yes,
they haven't shown that. I mean, they used to give you an annual pass. They used to give you quite a few things that they don't give you anymore. I don't see us going back to that.
Yeah. But you know? I mean,
I have a feeling that Moonlight Magic is never going to be free again.
I don't know. We'll see.
But I don't know. It's just weird. Like I said, because any of the other DVC podcasts you listen to,
it's just, why would you ever
never buy direct? The perks aren't worth it. You should never buy direct. But people are buying direct.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't know in July what was going on with annual passes. So I don't guess it's all that. I mean, I could see that because you've increased the number of points, although you're grandfathered in.
Right.
And I mean, in all honesty, you know, a good number, probably not most, but a good number of the resale contracts that are bought are small contracts.
Okay.
People want to add on 50 points or whatever, you know.
Right.
Where if you're buying direct, you're buying 125 points for the most part. But the incentives aren't that great. The annual pass is probably a big deal going from, you know, say a family of four that gets the difference between the whatever pass we have and the Incredipass. That's a lot of money every year.
Yeah.
So maybe that. I don't know. It's just weird. Yeah. It just struck me as odd.
Yeah, so, I agree. It is a little. Yeah. It is.
And
it,
Disney is still buying back a lot of old Key West contracts.
Really?
Yeah. So if you're trying to buy old Key West on a 2057 contract, especially.
Yeah.
Don't try to lowball it because Disney's buying them back.
Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Or maybe try to buy one from an overseas seller because they still don't seem to like to deal with those.
Yeah.
It's a lot of paper.
Big time. Yep. And it takes a long time too.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it for news.
Yeah.
Let's talk 50th.
Let's talk 50th.
Yeah. We went over Thursday.
Thursday afternoon-ish. Yes.
And we stayed at the Wyndham Garden Inn, I think.
Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista. Wyndham Garden Lake Buena Vista. That's what it's called.
There we go.
Yes.
It's on Hotel Plaza Boulevard. It is right next to, across the street there from Disney Springs. It's actually, you can... Take the bridge thing over the road from that hotel.
Yes. And we only stayed there one night.
Right.
But you got there a little earlier than I did.
I did.
So, yeah.
Resort fee was $20. No. Yeah, the resort fee was $20 and there was a $20 parking fee. We didn't pay the resort fee.
Right. Because we did it on
because
points.
Because we were on Wyndham Points.
Right.
But yeah, $20 resort fee, $20 for parking your car.
Right.
But very convenient location. And they have shuttles that run a lot more often than a lot of the other hotels do.
Right. There. For the parks.
Plus, you can walk across the street and grab a bus from Disney Springs.
Right.
Do it at the right time. Yeah. But we were going to Disney Springs anyway. That's what we were doing.
Yeah. So it actually was kind of convenient. And it's one of the Good Neighbor or Select hotels, whatever they call them. That counts as being on property at Wyndham.
Yes, right. So it didn't count as an annual pass, park reservation.
Right.
It didn't. It would have gotten us early hours, early entry.
If we had any interest in being up early. Yeah.
As always happens when we get together with all the crushers, we shut down Disney Springs that night.
We did.
We left when everything was closed and there was nothing else to do.
Yes, absolutely everything is closed.
Yeah. So, which still gets me. I don't know. I mean, there still are like bars and restaurants down there. I get the stores closing at 11. There's still bars and restaurants that just feel like should be open later, but they aren't.
I know. So, they close. I mean, basically at 11:30, they're closed.
Yeah. But we went over there and we met up with the Disney Crush podcast, and it was actually a Monorail Tales meetup. Monorail Tales podcast meetup. So we got to meet Rick and Bill and Sheila and Steve.
And
their super fan, Abby.
Yeah.
Jeff and Michael. Mm-hmm. So we met a lot of people. It was very cool.
Yeah, it
was
very
cool.
More
people than that, but people whose names I just can't remember. Sorry.
Right. Sorry. We had like a nice group photo too.
Yeah, we did. And just everybody just hung out there right in front of the Aerofile balloon. And can't believe the Mickey File podcast didn't get a picture in front of the Aerofile balloon. It would have been like, we could have stood
I didn't even
and
think about
the
that.
Aero and just, you know, we're stupid.
Well, you should have told me about it.
I didn't even think about it. You know what? I didn't even think of what the name of that balloon was until like 5 seconds ago. But anyway, so we all hung out there for a good couple hours.
Yeah.
And then Tony Ann said, let's go get the King Dog that we've been trying to get since May.
Yes.
That hot dog
Veronica,
on French toast.
Right. But Veronica and I took off for World of Disney and Co-op.
Yeah, you guys did. But we were going to go get the King Dog and make Dave eat it.
And
the whole truck's gone. It was there 2 weeks ago. Whole truck's gone now.
Well, gone. Apparently maybe they weren't doing that well and they decided to move their truck.
Well, Maybe being sold out of the King Dog every time we went by hurt their business. I don't know.
Maybe, you know, you're probably not wrong.
Yeah. No, it was just funny. Like, and we did walk, you know, walked all the way over there. Like,
yeah, it was like
feet from where we
were. Yeah, I know.
But it was gone. So we didn't get a King Dog.
Yeah. Cause basically it's right on the other side of Starbucks.
Yeah. So Dave and Tony Ann and I walked down to Disney World of Disney.
Co-op
is where you were.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, then you guys went somewhere else and we just all hung out until everybody was done.
Yeah.
And that was Thursday. Friday was October 1st, the 50th anniversary of the grand opening of the Walt Disney World Resort, specifically the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there. But we were there this time.
Yes, we were not there at opening. There's not a chance in heck I would have been there at opening.
No, because the goal of the day was to make it to the fireworks, and that wasn't going to happen with us being there at what we thought was 7:30. There were people inside. There was a crowd inside the park at 6:30, standing outside the castle, not able to go anywhere for over an hour.
Yes, at the hub, basically.
I was not going to be one of those people.
Nope.
Plus, I've been in Disney Springs till 11:30 the night before, so that wasn't happening.
Right, and we were going to be there till what? Enchantment was at 9:45, 8:49. What time was it?
9:45.
9 o'clock because the castle lit.
They lit the candle. The castle.
Yeah.
9 o'clock. Yes, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So there was no chance. Right. There was no chance we were going to be there that early. And So we chose to take a more relaxed start. And plus we were also changing resorts. So we had to pack up everything too. So.
Right. We were moving to Saratoga.
Right. Right.
And we, interesting deal there. So we were in the car about 9:30 and Karen got a text from Disney that said, your room's not quite ready yet, but we'll let you know in about 45 minutes or when your room is available, whichever comes first.
Right.
Well, obviously we heard from him in 45 minutes. our room, which, and they also sent you one asking if your desired check-in time of 1 o'clock has changed, please let us know.
And that was after they told us our room was ready.
Oh, that was, which was like 3 o'clock.
Right.
By the way. But yeah, we got grandstand right in front of the pool.
Yes.
Our room looked at, to the left, we had a tee box. To the right, we had a green. And dead in front of us, we actually had a bunch of trees and then the carriage house. So you say we've stayed there. I'm not going to say we haven't. I don't remember ever staying there. But I was really happy with that location at Grandstand.
Yeah, we stayed in a different room where our back was just the course, not in that building.
I just don't remember.
But we've stayed in
Grandstand. We stayed all over Saratoga, so I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was very pretty. And we were on the second floor. So it was just a nice, relaxing view, which and when I walked up to go take care of that, you know, I wanted to go pay on the gift card rather than paying on the credit card. I walked up there and it's like I knew that the carriage house was right there, but I completely forgot that the golf course, that the pro shop is right there.
Right.
So I walk past the ramp where you get in your golf cart and take off. And I'm like, holy moly, I completely forgot it's right there. It just so surprised me. So.
Yeah. No, it was a really cool location. I'll stay there again.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we talked about it. We've been staying at Congress Park because you can walk to Disney Springs. But if you stay in Grandstand, you got a like 5-minute walk, not even, to the boat. And the boat's awesome. And the boat's running again.
I know. It just started running as of the first. So, and that's part of the reason we've been staying at Congress Park, because the boats hadn't been running.
Right.
So,
But now Grandstand and, you know, might give us one more night every year. For the difference in the points. Super cool. Loved it. Absolutely loved the room, and it was really quiet. There were allegedly people next door to us.
I'd never heard. Well, no, I saw them.
Did but you? Because all I ever saw was the door closed with a thing, and I never even heard anybody through the doors in the room next door or anything. But that's cool. I mean, that's good. Yeah. You didn't hear them. That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, we headed over to Grand Floridian and had breakfast around 10:30 at Grand Floridian.
Yeah, I think it was a 10:35 or 10:55. I think it was one of those.
Somewhere there.
Yeah. And Veronica met us there.
Yeah. What'd you eat at Grand Floridian?
I had... Oh, the steak and eggs.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Because I figured we weren't going to eat until later. I just wanted to have something of substance, but not too heavy. And so I couldn't decide between, you know, the grand breakfast or whatever it is. Yeah, it's very good. And that steak was very good. It was very juicy.
Veronica, I think, had avocado toast.
Yep. Yep.
And I had the traditional eggs Benedict, which were really good, except.
Okay. What was the except?
The English muffin was really thin. Like the English muffins we buy at home. Definitely not like a McDonald's English muffin, you know?
Right.
Not that that's the apex of English muffins. But this one was really thin.
Okay.
And being toasted and all, it was like cardboard texture.
Oh,
which sucked because the rest of it was really good. I didn't care. I mean, it was an English muffin. Who cares? But the eggs and the hollandaise sauce were really good. The tomato vinaigrette salad they served it with was really good. So I was very, I was still happy with it. I mean, next time I might just tell them hold the bread. But
yeah,
I was happy with it for the price, and it wasn't too much food because I was worried about that.
Right, and that's what I was worried about too. That's why I was. You know, because, I mean, I wouldn't get the waffles because I don't eat waffles. But, I mean, I was just kind of, that's why I was debating between the grand and the steak and eggs. Because I'm like, oh, is the steak going to be too heavy? I'm like, it's not that big of a steak, but it's not going to make me too full, you know. However, remember, Veronica and I did get Bloody Marys.
Yes, you did.
Yes, and those were way spicier than I'm used to, but they were good. I just don't remember them being that spicy there.
I don't know. It had a full-on, like... Would you have bacon and a shrimp in it or something?
It had shrimp, chorizo, and celery.
Okay. Yeah, it was good.
But it had a pretty strong spice. I mean, I love it, but Veronica's like, whoo, every time she'd take a sip of it, she'd take a sip of her water.
Yeah. So anyway, we had that and then we went and got on the monorail and went to Magic Kingdom.
Yes, we did. And there was like no line to get in, which was nice.
There was no line. We jumped on. They actually held the monorail for you and Veronica because you were a little slow getting up there.
Yes.
Which I kept telling the guy, I'm like, just go. We'll catch the next one. I don't want to like cause a backup. Nope, we're good. So, but he held it. Yeah, we went over and I mean, really didn't even slow down going through the gate.
No. And then they gave the commemorative maps to us, the 50th anniversary maps, which are very cool. And then we saw people with bags with a print or something in it, which is you're supposed to get when you leave that has a, you know.
Because the eBay sellers were coming in, getting their map, buying all the two items a piece they could at the Emporium and the Pin Depot, Frontier Trading Post. And then getting their map and leaving because by shortly after noon, there were maps on eBay for $50 and the posters on eBay for $100.
Yeah. Annoyed the crowd out of me. Yeah. These people just need to be, they need to have their APs revoked for doing stuff like this.
You know,
they really do.
Well, Disney doesn't care. So they don't care or they could stop it. And they don't care.
Right. Yeah. And actually, just before we started recording, I was looking at something and I found that set that Veronica was trying to get the full one of, someone was selling for $1,000.
All right. So while we were sitting outside the store there, the guy walked out and had just bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it was $400 because it was 16 pins, $25 a piece.
Right.
And he asked Veronica, he goes, I got two. Do you want to buy one? And she goes, are you going to mark it up? He goes, just a little bit. I'd just like to get my set paid for. So he wanted $800 for it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
Hey, you know what? If you can buy something and 10 minutes later make $400 profit on it, great. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's talk about that, because the pin thing, it was, she got in the virtual queue just before just before one.
We're at 12:56 exactly.
Okay. And got in at about seven, well, was called to get in the line to get in the building at about 8:20. So about 7.5 hours later.
Yes. Yes. Which is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And
first of all,
yes, I know
that building has three cash registers.
Right.
If those cashiers kill themselves,
mm-hmm.
How many people are they checking out an hour? Let's say it takes 2 minutes apiece. 30 people an hour? No way.
Right.
You're not doing it. Not at that store.
No.
You know, it was not well thought out. Remy, the next day, had 12, no. Right? At least 11.
12,
it may have been 12 at least cash 11, registers in that building.
Right.
So and when
it was
we
in
got
the showplace,
there,
so it was a much bigger. Yeah.
Right. But when we got into the virtual queue, she told us it's about 15 minutes. 15 to 30.
Said 15 to 30. And it was under 30.
Right.
Right. Because we were at Creation Shop.
Yeah.
So, but the way they set up first of all, you already knew what you were going to be getting when you went into that trading post. It's a pin shop. So you already knew it was those 16 pins, and then there was like six other 50th anniversary pins.
Right.
What other selection was there?
And when you got in the virtual queue, they were handing you a sheet with what was in it. Like what they were selling.
Right. And then actually Veronica did tell me that.
Thing at Remy.
Right. But what Veronica told me is that when she got in, they gave her the, you know, laminated thing of what's in there and what they don't have. Okay.
Right.
And then they went to another person once they got in the store, who then literally took a piece of paper. Like when you go to order sushi and you check the things off of how many you get, that's literally what they were doing. It was a piece of paper and he was marking how many of each one you could get. Then he would walk you and the piece of paper, or he or somebody else would walk you and a piece of paper over to the register, which then they would go and count off and check off the pins that you were getting.
Yeah.
It was the most asinine way of doing it. She goes, why couldn't you fill out? You already knew you can't get more than two of one thing. Why don't you fill out that you want one of this, one of this, one of this, or however many you want, up to two. And then you take the piece of paper and you go to the register and then you hand it to that person and then they give you those items back after you pay for them. How hard would that be?
Right.
Why do you have to add another step to it where you have to tell somebody and then that person hands it to somebody else who walks it over with you? Why? You don't have the pins in your hand already.
Yeah.
And the size of that store is so small. They needed to have it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's what they needed, was to have it somewhere where you could actually get groups
right
through there pretty quick.
Like we even talked about having it in Bell's Enchanted Tales.
Yeah, I mean, and that was just an idea. Somewhere, some queue line somewhere, some building that's not doing a show right now or something.
Right,
it had to be somewhere.
And there's one that's doing a show. They have a big open room where they have the show, where those benches come out, and they could have had registers set up against the wall, had like at least six registers.
Yeah.
So we did that, but she ended up getting what she wanted.
60.
Right. So, which is fine.
Right.
And you know, that's fine. So other than that, our plan for the day was to go on the opening day rides.
Right. And that's what we did. So
yes.
We did. Well, you guys were shopping, I did Small World.
Yes, you did Small World, which considering how the line was at Emporium, we really did pretty good getting in and out of there fairly reasonable amount of time.
Right. So I have injured my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a scooter with us.
Yes.
So before I went on Small World, I got a return time for Peter Pan. Now, yes. Peter Pan had a 25-minute wait at that point, which was right at noon.
Yes.
Because I had a 12:36 return time. So I believe it had a 25-minute wait, and she gave me a 20-minute return time.
Okay.
So I went over and did Small World mm-hmm. by myself. Not by myself. Right. There were other people on the boat.
Right.
And then waited around for you guys to get back so we could do Peter Pan.
Yeah, but we met there right almost right at the same time at the Peter. Yeah. At Peter. Yeah.
So we did Small World, Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Then we... All right, I'm going to get them out of order. We did Jungle Cruise.
Right after that?
May have done Tiki Room right after that. We did. We did Tiki Room, then Jungle Cruise.
Okay, I thought we did Haunted next, but maybe I'm...
Oh, maybe we did Haunted Mansion first, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so we've done Small World, Peter Pan, Haunted Mansion, Tiki Room, and Jungle Cruise, and I believe it was about 2:30 at that point.
Right.
So we'd been in the park 2.5 hours. We've done 5 rides, including the 2 with the longest wait all the time, other than Seven Dwarfs.
Right.
We did Teacups. We did Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
We did Tomorrowland Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
Swiss Family Tree House we walked into, but I wasn't going up all the stairs.
Right. We did Hall of Presidents.
We did Hall of Presidents.
Uh-huh.
Country Bear Jamboree.
Yep.
And I think that's all of them.
I think you're right.
Because I believe that's 11 rides.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of everything that was open at the time was train, Main Street transportation.
Parades,
fireworks, and the Dapper Dans. And I did see the Dapper Dans at some point.
Okay, see it. Yeah, I didn't see them, so I must have been.
Oh, while I was waiting around on Main Street before I decided I was going to go ride Small World while you guys waited in line.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so I got to see all of that. Basically everything that's still open.
Yeah.
Because I saw parades, I saw fireworks later.
Yeah, so you still actually ended up doing that. I actually saw the train when Veronica and I were coming to meet you at Peter Pan. We did see the horse-drawn trolley with Tigger and Pooh and Piglet
on it.
So saw the transportation. Well, that's Main Street transportation.
That's their version currently of a parade.
It was on the trolley thing.
Okay, I get it.
It's considered transportation.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, we were able to do all that. I didn't see a line for anything all day over 65 minutes.
Yeah, which was Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And when we went to get that penny down at Splash Mountain had a 10-minute wait at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And like all day had a 10-minute wait.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what we did. Mm-hmm. You guys got dinner at Pecos Bill's.
Mm-hmm.
I got dinner at Casey's. I got the 50th celebration dog.
Right. We actually got the same thing. They had a 1971, meal deal type thing. It was nachos with all the stuff, beef nachos with sour cream and cheese and all the other stuff on it. And then it came with a drink and you got a little thing of rice and the little dessert pop thing. It wasn't ice cream. It's like a dessert.
It's a cake pop.
Yeah. And I mean that, it's fine. I mean, we enjoyed it because generally that's what her and I get when we go to Pecos Bill's anyways, is nachos.
Right. So I got the 50th celebration hot dog.
Okay.
All beef hot dog topped with strawberry bacon jam, crisp funnel cake pieces, and powdered sugar. And I got it because it was the 50th dog, and I felt like we needed to review it on the podcast.
Okay, and well,
so I've already published my review on Facebook, but I'll just repeat it here. It was not as disgusting as it sounds.
Okay, it's because it sounds utterly disgusting.
Yeah, so the hot dog was good.
Mm-hmm.
The jam was really weird with the hot dog. The powdered sugar was like if you go to Chick-fil-A, and when you get the waffle fries, you have a bunch of really hard little tiny pieces in the bottom of the box.
That was the powdered sugar?
The powdered sugar. I'm sorry, the funnel cake pieces.
Okay.
Yeah, like they were really hard funnel cake pieces covered with powdered sugar.
Okay.
And as soon as you picked it up, they like all fell off the hot dog anyway.
Okay.
But, I mean, it wasn't gross. I don't know who decided we needed a strawberry hot dog. It wasn't gross, but I will never get it again.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
But anyway. Wait, I guess what I'm confused about is what made that a 50th celebration type thing? I mean, wouldn't you just pick
maybe
something
they
normal?
Strawberry jam somewhere else and they ordered way too much of it.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, it's bizarro. The 1971 meal is Walt's chili cheese all beef hot dog with french fries, a fountain drink, and a 50th anniversary themed cake pop, $19.71. But a bump.
Right. Well, actually, that was the same thing ours was. It was $19.71. So
the 50th celebration dog, just a hot dog, same size, by the way, not a foot long, $11.99.
Right. So,
and it was pretty gross.
Okay. So I guess I,
but never, not as disgusting as it sounds.
Just, it doesn't even sound appealing.
I'm going to tell you, it still fits somewhere in between the dried squid and something good. Closer to the squid.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so pretty much got dinner and headed out to the disaster. Oh, no. So we went to Country Bear Jamboree.
Right.
While we were sitting in there, I got, and only I got, a push notification from MDE.
Right.
Keep the celebration going. I paraphrase because I didn't take a picture of this one. Keep the celebration going. Head to Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, or Frontierland to watch the fireworks because the hub was ridiculous.
It was beyond ridiculous. Main Street was ridiculous. Everything was ridiculous.
All the way down Main Street looked like every picture of this is 100% capacity on Christmas Day. It looked like that all the way down Main Street.
Yep.
We ended up, the only spot we could find to watch fireworks was on the other side of Town Square between the flagpole and the train station.
Yep.
Not the greatest.
And we were about maybe 10 feet from the actual train station.
No, we were across the street from the actual train station.
Okay.
But anyway, that's all we could find.
Right.
So the castle lit up. It was very cool.
Yeah,
I
got that.
It was very reminiscent of, that was 7:45, very reminiscent of what they did last Christmas.
Right.
It lit up. Every few minutes it changed a little bit. No fireworks went off when it changed, but it did change and it was very pretty and very cool.
Right.
Fireworks.
Which were 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yep.
So the new song's cool. The new song is cool.
Yes.
It was very much a lot of the same music from Happily Ever After, except different versions.
Yeah.
Of the songs.
Different covers. Mm-hmm.
They didn't really have me hooked on the music until they did a mashup of Panic at the Disco and Idina Menzel doing Into the Unknown, which didn't even realize those two songs could be just put together, but they were in same tempo and it worked really good. I liked it. I liked the Panic at the Disco version better than hers.
Right.
So they got me hooked at that point, but we've only seen it once and we didn't have a great view. I'm just going to say what I said the other day is it's Happily Ever After with better projections and better fireworks, but the music is not as good.
Right. But from where we were, because we were behind a tree,
I know,
partly. So it was very hard to see
ever after,
even all of the fireworks.
A lot of the songs from the movies, these were different versions of the songs from the movies.
You know? Right.
And it didn't have the cool, like, Johnny Depp. No, not Johnny Depp, but, you know, the pirates and stuff. Like, it didn't have that cool part of it.
Right.
I mean, transition. I'm not going to say it sucks. Because I want to see it again with, like, half the number of people there.
Right. I'm leaving my opinion open because I don't feel that we were given the best viewing location to be able to take it all in. Because there was a lot of projections on Main Street, and because even we're like the people who we befriended being around them for an hour and a half allowed me to kind of get in front of them so I could see it better, I still couldn't see all of it. So I could pick up little parts that were going on towards the front of Main Street, but it was still really hard to see the castle. I could only see for the top half of the castle.
Yeah, I could see the castle actually pretty good from where I was, which was, I mean, like 4 feet to your right.
Right.
I don't know. I just, you know, Amanda Bond kind of responded to the picture I put up of, with, you know, I hope it's better in person than it was on. And listen, I don't like the way Disney shoots their fireworks because they keep changing the camera angles. And I want to just see like a wide angle of the whole thing.
Right. The video shooting of the fireworks. Yeah.
I don't think they need to take lessons from some of the YouTube people on that.
Right. And just take a one point and just view the whole thing. And if you want to do one of up close to the castle, then give us one up close to the castle. Don't combine them. Don't go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It makes me nauseous. Well, and I think it was so hyped up. And I love Happily Ever After. I love Happily Ever After. And I think it was so hyped up. And I was thinking it was going to be something so different. And it just sounded initially, again, it's only one time I've heard it. And I was, you know, there's so much going on. It's just a different version of Happily Ever After.
Yeah, that's what I think. Right.
Does that make sense?
It's Happily Ever After with cover songs.
So,
for the most part.
Right. And so that's why that was just my initial interpretation. And again, it didn't have a good angle. And I think if we had were closer and I could, I don't know, feel more of it. I know that sounds weird. I think I might feel differently about it. Yeah.
Epcot, we didn't really do much. We went to Creation.
Well, we rode the Rat Ride.
We rode the Rat Ride. We've already talked about that. That was cool. We got to ride with Bill Mitchell.
Yes.
Super cool. Got to hang out with them in line.
Yep. And ride with them. And they hadn't been on it, which was cool that we put them in the front row.
And I actually got to smell the bread and stuff.
I know, because you were not COVID.
Yeah, so that was cool. But it's, I mean, my opinion on that hasn't changed. It's a really fun ride. It's really cool. Just should have been the first one open, not the last one.
Oh, we met you before we even went to breakfast.
We did see Auntie Judy. We got to see her.
Yep, and Ken.
Yeah, we went to breakfast at the Trattoria Forno. I had the breakfast pizza, and you had?
I had the avocado toast, which was absolutely delicious. It's a little messy, but it was absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I had the breakfast pizza again because it was really good when we had it a couple weeks ago. It was still way too much food, even when I was hungry.
Right. And you left some of it.
I did. And I ate more than I really wanted to because I knew I couldn't take it with me.
Right.
But yeah, it was really good. And funny enough, now that Facebook is actually working again, Auntie Judy had the breakfast pizza this morning.
Oh.
You know, she said she was going to Trattoria Al Forno because she had heard our reviews about how good it was. And she had the breakfast pizza this morning. So that's super cool.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. She showed a picture of it. She didn't go, and it sucked, and I'm never listening to you guys again. So
that's good. That's good.
Yeah, but she had that.
Yep.
This morning. But yeah, we did that. We did the rat ride. We went to World Showplace.
And got in the virtual queue for the Remy merchandise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that took like, well, okay, so we left there. We went to sell it. We got in the virtual queue. We went to
Creation Shop.
Creation Shop.
Mm-hmm.
They had cool stuff because all the 50th merchandise is really cool, and they had a lot of that still.
Well, not the day of stuff, the other stuff. Well, yeah.
Because it wasn't the day of.
Yeah.
But that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It honestly is just a store.
Yeah. It's just a little bit more wide open as far as...
It's a little more open, although it wasn't.
Right.
This weekend, because they had all these temporary tables set up in the aisles trying to sell all the 50th merchandise.
Right.
But it is more open. A lot of windows, which is really cool.
Yeah. They had the...
it's really white.
Yes.
Like, it's really white in there. Which is good because, well, can be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have color in your merchandise, it's really going to stand out.
Yes.
Unfortunately, all of the Epcot stuff right now is like...
Silver white and white.
Silver.
Yeah.
So it kind of blends into the walls.
Yeah.
But that's temporary.
Yeah.
We're going to be back to a lot of tie-dye and bright colors pretty soon.
Yeah.
They did. So yeah, very cool store, but it's honestly just a store. I still think the Emporium has a lot more character.
Yes, because it has the different rooms, yeah, kind of, you know, separating, right, it.
Yeah, because it's more like a, you know, turn of the century.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emporium.
Right. So, and they have the
Creation store was cool.
Right. And they have the self-checkout, but I didn't use that because I... Because
you couldn't pay on a gift card.
Oh, that's why. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we went back to the World Showplace, mm-hmm, which is where they had Remy.
Right. Because while we were in Creation Shop, I'd gotten the text. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we went back to the hotel, hung out for a little bit, had to be back. And then we came back because we had dinner at La Hacienda,
mm-hmm,
at like, I don't know, 9 o'clock-ish, right?
Yes.
9 o'clock, I think.
9 o'clock was a reservation, yes.
Yeah.
Because Harmonious was scheduled for 9:45. Mm-hmm.
Harmonious is knocked it out of the park. It's awesome.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
I missed a lot of what was going on because you want to look at the fireworks.
And then
I want to look at the projections. I want to see what's going on with all the water.
Yeah.
You know, so it was almost like sensory overload,
mm-hmm,
trying to keep up with all of it. But wow.
Yeah.
Like, super cool. And they did something really weird with the music. So like the song would start, first song.
Yeah.
But it's totally appropriate because the first thing that happens is the fountains come on and lights start shining on them.
Right.
And the Moana song starts. But like, it starts in English, and then the second line was in, I don't know, Hawaiian French or whatever. I don't know.
I thought it started with the Frozen song.
Oh, yeah. The hey. That song. But the first like real song.
Yeah.
It actually started with something where they kept saying Africa over and over.
Oh, okay.
I guess from Lion King. I'm not even really sure. And then it rolled into the Frozen song.
Yeah.
Then the real show started and it was Moana.
Right. But they did it in two different...
But they did all the songs in like two or three different languages.
Right.
Like flipping back and forth line by line. It was super cool.
It was very cool because you completely understood what was going on. You understood what line they were on and everything. It was very...
And you get the idea of why, because it's Epcot. It's a it's in the World Showcase. And
right.
It's a celebration of the world. And
right. It made
so
complete
sense. So they managed to pull that off.
Yes.
With the whole, you know, Illuminations deal. They kind of still tied that in because it's still a celebration of...
Right,
going
countries.
Around the World Showcase, mm-hmm, you know, so you got Hunchback because you got France and you've got,
right,
you know,
you've got Mexico, whatever, with the cocoa, you've got Japan with Mulan, blah, blah, yeah, or China, blah, blah.
That's China.
I fixed it. China and Mulan. But it was but then the way they did the fountains and then the fireworks and the way the water was misty. I mean, just fireworks were coming.
All those weird looking arms on the Stargate, like rotate and turn and move up and down. And
oh, yeah. And then
it was phenomenal.
And then the fireworks literally coming from everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. They came from off the barges. They came from off the shore at the World Showcase.
Right.
And they came from some random places in the middle of the lake.
Right. And then the arms that moved, they were shooting out of the tops of those.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. This Epcot deserves this show.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and it's going to be super duper popular because it's really cool.
It is amazing. I cannot wait to go back and see it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I want to see it this time. I want to go see it in Japan looking at.
Yeah, or America or Morocco or somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
At the Stargate. So, yeah.
Speaking of new shows, we saw both the Kite Tales on Sunday.
Yes.
So Saturday, the kite shows stopped in mid-afternoon.
Yeah.
And it turned out because they got one of the kites stuck in a tree.
Yeah. And they can't just like, you know, in a normal kite, you just pull it out. You can't do that because these things are super expensive. No,
these things aren't even kites. They're big balloons with parasails tied to them.
Yeah. They're basically,
I mean, they're not kites.
No, they're basically floats like you put in the Macy's Parade.
It's like Macy's Parade with like one or two floats at a time.
Yeah.
And jet skis.
Yes.
So jet skis do make everything better. It's like bacon.
Yes.
But
I'm laughing at what the cast.
So they got balloons stuck and it canceled all the shows for the rest of the afternoon. That's hilarious.
Well, because he's the main one of the Jungle Book one.
Right. Then we go to, so we go at 11:15, first showing on Sunday.
Right.
It's back up. Baloo gets out, going around, crashes into the lake. They got problems with that Baloo.
Yeah.
Thing.
Well, it was
or the operators, in which case those guys are going to be like,
yeah, you know,
banging on the drums in the pre-show pretty soon here. But anyway, then we saw the Lion King one. The Lion King one has way cooler floats.
Yes.
And better music. Well, I mean, not really better music. They just did it better.
They just did it better.
I don't know what it was.
I don't know. But the Lion King one was definitely better. I mean,
the Jungle Cruise was, the Jungle Book was not great. The Lion King was
better.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, out of the two of them, it was better.
Listen, it's a good way to wait between your Genie Plus appointments.
Yeah.
Or if you just need a break, although it's in the sun. So in August, that place may be empty.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of shade there.
No.
But it's also only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it was.
Or maybe 15.
Maybe 15. But I mean.
The first one was 15, but they did crash a kite and had to get it out of the water. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And the way that they dump the big ones off is really kind of funny. They dump them.
They literally just get close to the stands and kind of like with the kite handles, just kind of throw them into the stands.
Yeah.
First time they did it, we all were like, oh my God, they crashed Baloo again. And then we realized, oh no, that's actually what they're doing over there.
They're doing it on purpose. Yes.
Yeah.
That way they can keep it out of the water and it lands in one piece, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, we did that. And mm-hmm. the last thing we did is we headed over to the Contemporary and tried Steakhouse 71.
Yes, which was longest lunch ever.
Big group.
But we had a blast.
We had a 155 reservation. 55. They were about 15 minutes behind.
Right.
And we had a big group. We had 12 of us.
Right.
To get two tables.
Right.
We didn't leave till 5.
Yeah.
So. Typical, yeah. Typical of our group.
Typical of our group, yes.
We sat at a table with
Judy and
Ken and Auntie Judy.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave and Tony Ann and Veronica were there. Mandy Ray and her family were there.
And Michelle, which is Judy's daughter's friend, I think.
5, 6, 7, 8. That's 12 of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
We didn't really have a variety of foods.
No.
Seemed like half the group got the prime rib sandwich.
Uh-huh.
I got the burger.
Yeah.
You got a grilled cheese. Everybody got to share the 15-layer chocolate cakes.
Yes.
Which were fantastic.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Those were awesome. Just get them.
Yeah.
Even if you go and sit at the bar in the lounge,
you can just order it. Oh, it's fantastic. So
the one thing, you know, we were at the Wave like 3 months ago, almost to the day.
Mm-hmm.
The Wave was, you didn't notice it until this new restaurant now. The Wave was really dark.
Yes. A lot of dark wood, dark carpet.
They have really lightened up Steakhouse 71. The two champagne suites in the lounge. You can see the back wall now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they were like really dark with this blue LED like strip lighting in there before.
Yeah.
It's like a really good area now for a group to sit in and actually be able to just have a couple of drinks and talk.
So that would be great to have like a little, you know,
a little meetup in.
Yeah.
A little pub crawl.
Yeah.
Or monorail crawl.
Yeah.
I had the burger. The burger was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the prime rib was a very good. The meat was really good. The bread was kind of
crusty. Yeah. It was a little too,
you know, but with the au jus sauce, they said it was very good.
Right.
You know, make it in a French dip.
Right.
Was very good. The French onion soup that Auntie Judy had, she kept raving about.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And it looked delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cake was really good. The cake easily fed 4 people for dessert after that lunch.
Yeah.
And it was $11 or $11.99.
It was $11. 11 even.
Yeah.
And like I had the grilled cheese and apparently I didn't read the actual description of the grilled cheese, but it was still very good because it had pork in it too.
Yeah, it had pork belly and caramelized onions and
yeah. So I thought it was just a grilled cheese, but it was still very good.
Yeah.
It had gourmet grilled cheese. I mean, yeah, think right. You know, if it my thinking is if it's pork inside, it would be gourmet pork grilled cheese and pork would be the description, not just gourmet grilled cheese.
Okay. But
it was still good.
That lunch was really good. We'll be back there.
And the prices
in
were
in a good way, like prices were fine.
Yeah.
And a good way in the middle of the day to get out of Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
Go just chill out for a couple hours.
Just go to the bar and, you know, do the lounge part. Because you can order, because they have a reduced menu there.
You can
there.
Order off the menu at the lounge.
Yep.
So I liked it. Menu for dinner than lunch. More steaks at dinner.
Right.
But lunch was reasonably priced and very good food.
It was very good. So, yeah.
I don't know that I'm going to say the burger was the best burger on property. It was a good burger.
Right. I mean, I think you said that Edison was an amazing burger, right?
I think the Edison is a better burger, and I think the Wagyu burger at Brown Derby is a better burger.
Okay. But it was still a good burger.
It's better than, I mean, here's a low bar for you. It's better than any of the quick service burgers.
I wasn't even comparing them to a quick service burger.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And I don't know that I've ever had a burger at an actual Disney-owned restaurant, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
I don't often order burgers out because they're just a mess to eat.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you get them. Normally, I order them rare and they're a mess.
Right.
So I don't order a lot of them. But the one at the Edison was really good. And the Wagyu burger with the egg on top is
The Brown Derby.
Delicious.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, and then we went home.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Wow, we pretty much did.
It's magical. It's definitely magical.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes. I mean, the cast members.
The sights and sounds.
Especially at Magic Kingdom, the cast members were just, they loved being there during this.
Yeah. But, you know, and look, Friday was so crazy at Magic Kingdom, you didn't have a lot of time with them. But
right.
The interactions with the cast members at Animal Kingdom and Epcot may have actually been better, but they had time.
Right.
You know, Magic Kingdom, the people were nuts.
I mean,
everything was just nuts.
But they were still...
I didn't pay a lot of attention to what it was like on Saturday because we were in our own deal then.
Yeah.
I don't know if it got better or worse or...
I don't know. But I mean,
could have gotten worse, but I don't know if it got better. Or...
Yeah. I mean, they seemed, you know, especially when you're like, you know, we walk by Happy 50th. They're like, Happy 50th. I mean, they all seemed... You know,
yeah.
for the most part, really excited.
Oh yeah, they were ecstatic being there.
Yeah.
So, it was great. So Everybody get down here, help the Florida economy and support your cast members and all the rest of that.
Yep.
But it was fantastic.
It really was.
There are zero regrets about going over there, even with the craziness.
Yeah.
Just zero.
Yep. I agree. 100%.
And always getting to hang out with all of our crazy Disney friends.
Yes.
You know, all of them.
Yep.
All of those groups fit together so well.
Yes.
So it was just so much fun and really special. Getting to put some actual faces, not photograph faces, with the names and people. And,
yep.
You know, so I look forward to doing all of it again.
Yes.
Whenever we do it.
Whenever G3, we do.
Wrapping everything up here. Tuesday, October 5th, we've got our live stream. We're going to be sharing photos and videos from this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then on the 19th, we will be back to Grand Floridian and or
Contemporary.
Grand Floridian or Bay Lake. Contemporary Bay Lake.
Right.
But this week was just special. So we're going to share that. And then, like I said, we'll be back on the 19th with that. November 13th, we are doing Give Kids the World, Night of a Million Lights.
Yes.
From 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that wants to meet up with us, join up with us over there to support a good cause and see the Osborne Lights and all the rest and hang out for a couple hours, just hit us up on Facebook. Let us know.
Yep.
We'll be there. Disney Crush Podcast will be there. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a good time again.
Yes, it will.
Facebook group is the Mickey File Podcast group. Instagram, we're at Mickey File. Our email address is MickeyFilePodcast@gmail.com. And tell your friends about the podcast.
Yes.
So if you like what you hear, recommend us to others, please.
Yes.
And with that, I guess that's what we're going to do for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I totally forgot about this, but you know the one thing that was there on opening day that we didn't ride? Because it's closed.
Yes, because
for 567 consecutive days.
How could they not have it for the 50th?
I don't know, man. Did you see where they were parking cars at Magic Kingdom?
They were out.
Way out past that big old mountain.
Yeah. And no trams. So they had to walk all the way from there to the TTC.
I don't know if I have to edit this, but you know how pissed off I'd have been if I had parked all the way out there and had to walk and then walk back to my car
at 9 o'clock? That's a mile just to walk there.
Oh my God. Yeah, easily. Horrible. I can't believe it.
And then you get to TTC and you still have to take a monorail or a boat. You're still not even at Magic Kingdom.
No. Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But 567 days as of right now. So,
yep.
I don't know. Maybe one day.
Maybe one
day. See, now I feel like it's like a competition.
Okay.
Like Tron.
Guardians.
Guardians.
Trams.
The trams. I'm not sure the trams are the favorite.
No.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, enough of our little pet project. So, remember like a month ago, though, there was this rumor they were coming back, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to find something new. No, I don't. It's just trams. It's trams. 567 days with no trams. Anyway, that's going to do it. Good night, everybody. Thanks.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.